Oh, well, look at you. Where did they find you? Marcus, does it not speak Latin? If I want you to hit it, I'll tell you. Go stand over there. Let me take a look at it. Can't trust that man to do anything. Don't feel like making conversation, do you? That's fine. You aren't here to talk to me. I have real people for that. You're doing all you need to right now, you beautiful thing. Let me see. They've put you in civilized garments, so your clothes are. No clue? No accent since you've decided to play the statue. Your bearing. That intrigues me. How boldly you meet my eye. How you stand proud as a centurion. Though I know full well where Marcus gets his meat. Your limbs. I suppose that could be the muscle of a smith or a cowherd. With these aren't forged scars, are they? And if I touch those hands. But why say if? Why not just take them in mine? You're not going to lash out at a citizen, are you, my pretty barbarian? No, there is enough base animal cunning in your head to see these fine linens and bright colors for the warning that they are. These are not the calluses of some sweet little shepherds. This is where a sword sits, not the spindle. You are a warrior. How rough they are against mine. How they catch against my skin. Oh, your arms distracted me too, but your legs, barbarian. Your thighs. Oh, I know what you are. Or rather, I know what you were. Oh, yes, it's all over you now that I look. You were a mounted warrior. How perfect. I think I could look at you all day. That tunic, though, was not sized for you. Or maybe it was. Marcus knows what I like, and I like you a great deal. Marcus, I'll take her. Settle your accounts with the steward. Poor barbarian. The tension must be unbearable. Not knowing what's to become of you. You don't know if you're going to work yourself to death in a mine, or building roads, if you'll be wiping the noses of my children, or braying like a whipped donkey in some man's bed. I almost don't want to tell you. But I am a kind mistress. I'll not leave you in suspense. This house is in the business of training gladiators. You've been bought to fight in the arena. Should you prove worthy, you will be fed, trained, armed, and outfitted to the highest standards. The highest of standards being my standards, barbarian. Prove yourself, and you will have luxury beyond anything you've ever dreamed of. And glory that outlives you by 100 years. Fail to prove yourself, and you'll die in a muddy practice field, and your corpse will be fed to the dogs. Yes, I see it. Fucking beautiful. That gorgeous, barely restrained fury. That's perfect. I couldn't have asked you to show me better. But I'm going to need you to save some of this for the arena. If I let someone else buy you, they'd want to tame you. Rasp away your calluses, put a basket in your hand and oil your hair. Don't you worry, no. You're mine, and I will use you as you were always meant to be used. I know a fighting dog when I see one. I will not try to change your nature, no. The question is only how best to do so. Give me your hands again. Have you fought with a polearm barbarian? There are ridges of calluses across your palms. I think you have. Oh, come on. You might as well tell me. Don't you want to be armed as well as possible when you're set against the lions? Though I don't think Flavius has gotten a shipment of lions in recently. Well, against the other prisoners, then? What do you mean, no? Oh, how precious. How absolutely lovely. If you don't fight for our entertainment, you will be dying for it. You realize? There is no way this goes for you that doesn't involve pleasing Romans. In fact, if you die worthlessly, weakly, without fighting, some among our numbers will like it even more to see the weaker sex so humbled. What I'd like? Oh no. Don't tell me you've decided to cozen and coddle me. I don't like that at all. What I want is to see you in full glory, striking down your foes with sword and shield, axe, spear, trident. No, that's a bit specialized. Who has time for that? Traditional weapons will do for you. Really, it's hardly a question what to do with you, is it? You will be mine. Of course, you won't be mounted in the stadium most of the time. You'll adjust, I'm sure. Here, stand like this. Move your arms. Hold this one up in front of you. Yes, do keep making that face as well. Perfect. Almost. I'm beginning to see how I'll market you to the crowds. Braid your hair back, a spear in that hand, a shield in this one, drape a leopard skin here. Oh, it seems a shame to cover these, though. Shame to cover any of this, really. If only we decadent and dissolute Romans could take our pleasure in simple athletics instead of blood sports. How fine and lovely you'd be. Nude, covered in oil, and wrestling with another beautiful young warrior. It's a shame. Instead, we pile you with leather and metal and don't know if we want to watch you bleed out in the sand or ride off in triumph. Would you look at that? You're breathing harder than your exertion warrants, barbarian. You have the muscle and callus of a warrior. Why does your heart beat like a rabbit under my palm? What could be causing you so much stress? Is it stress? Does having your mistress so close to you inspire such displeasure? Or is there some other problem? What will I find if I move my hands farther, Down your stomach, between those wonderful thighs. Oh, don't. Don't close them. Don't think you can keep anything from me. I will have your life's blood, and I will have this too. Oh, come on. Open up for me. Don't make me make threats. There's so many I can make, and there's so many things that can happen to you. There are so many ways to die in this house. Some of them take weeks. I know you look at me and see something soft and civilized. You think how easily you could break me in two, don't you? But when you lay your hands on me, you lay hands on Rome. And we are lovely now, but we were suckled by wolves. I see from the marks on your back that you've tasted a little of the Empire's mercy. Do you long for more? That's better. Be sweet for your mistress. Let me in. Oh, my barbarian. What's this? You're ready for me, aren't you? How perfect. Do you like the idea of being my animal? My fighting dog? Being dressed by me, trained by me, fighting for my house's honor? Leading out in the dirt for my pleasure? How lucky you are to be my slave. I'll use you properly until the very end. How you were intended to be used. My hands, they feel so good against you, don't they? Are you ashamed? You're not looking at me. Are you afraid of what I'll see? As if you are so complicated. You were born to mud and ignorance. You picked up a stick and waved it around until some petty, grunting warlord pointed you towards Rome. You were defeated, as you all are. And now your leash passes into my hands. Don't fall, you ridiculous mutt. Spread your legs wider. Brace yourself. That's better. There we go. See, being sweet for your mistress always makes you feel better. Because now you actually get to feel something good. You get to have more of Rome's mercy. Not that you deserve it. At least, I don't think you do. Do you like it when I do that? Do you like when I stroke you so nice and tender? Treat you like you're something precious when you so clearly are not. Oh, I think you do like it. I think you are just saying you don't because you don't want to admit it. Go on. Make all the noises you like. There's no one here to be stoic for. All your fellows are either dead or slaves themselves. It doesn't matter because slaves don't have dignity. Do you really need to be stoic, especially with my hand touching you, giving you some sort of leniency? You're a barbarian. Go on. Make those noises. Be feral. That's it. That's what I wanted to see. I want you to please me. I'm your mistress. I am your whole world now. And I like it when you whimper. I like hearing those noises. I like that my barbarian can be broken into such a pathetic thing with just a few touches. There you go, that's it. You like this. You love this, don't you? That's it. My pretty barbarian. You're gonna look so gorgeous, covered in dirt and blood, fighting for my house's honor. I can't wait to see you in the arena. Everyone cheering for you, whether it's for you to live or to die. Oh, you're gonna love it. Yeah, there you go, that's it. Don't bite your lip, though. Do not bite that lip of yours. You need to be in perfect condition. You need to be in the best condition you can be, because I'm gonna market you, and I'm gonna have you emblazoned in glory. You will make your ancestors proud one way or another. Or maybe they're ashamed because you are now a captured slave in Rome. Fighting for our own amusement. I guess that's what happens when you pick up a stick and you go to Rome and you think you can take on an army. Oh, there you go. That's it. Oh, doesn't that feel good? You love how Mistress's hand touches you, don't you? Hold your tunic up for me. I want to see everything. I want to see evidence of just how much you want this, even though you keep shaking your head no. You wish it didn't feel this good, don't you? You wish that I was touching you meanly. I bet you would have preferred to just be a whore. No, instead, you're being treated nicely. You're being treated with some sort of dignity. Dignity that you do not deserve. You're a slave and a gladiator, and that's all you'll ever be. But it pleases me to see you lose some of that stoicism. It makes me happy knowing that a few sweet touches can get you eating out of the palm of my hands. There we go. That's it. My little western beast brought low by 3 fingers of Rome. Just 3. As they play with you and they keep stroking. Yeah. There we go. Move your hips for me. Come on, you can do it. Move your hips for me, you barbarian. I might be your mistress and I might be touching you, but I don't want to do all the work. You're the one feeling the pleasure. You should at least participate in some of it, don't you think? There we go. Beautiful. Yeah, and just like that, obeying me is always, always going to be better than what happens when you don't. There you go. See, you're a quick learner. Pleasing me allows me to let you feel good. Beautiful. Oh, come on. I need to pick it up, though. You feel wonderful in my hand, and you are gorgeous, but I really don't have all day. I need to start training you, branding you, all those things. Lovely as you are, I have lots of things to do, and most of them involve you. Oh, that's it. That's it. Feel Mistress's hands. There we go. Oh, fuck. You are loving this, aren't you? You are loving how I'm touching you, how I'm treating you. Oh, well, maybe if you do well at your training today, maybe if you can impress me with your skills that brought you here to Rome, that brought you here to my clutches, I'll put my mouth on you. Oh, that got your interest, didn't it? Aren't you just so lucky that we found each other? Oh, are you close, my barbarian? Oh, look at that. You look so desperate. Your hips are moving so fast. Oh, you're almost there, aren't you? You know, I could tell you to stop right now. I could say that's enough and ignore you. I could be cruel and I could never make a slave come. But you, I think I'll make the exception this one time. Seeing as how sweet you are, I think with you I'll get more out of giving you honey than giving you vinegar. Come for me, my barbarian. There we go, come on. Come for your mistress. Come for Rome. That's a good beast. But it's all over my fingers. Here. Lick my fingers clean. Yes, go, lick them. And don't get any stupid ideas about your teeth, either. You hardly need them to hold a spear, and I can pull them out of that pretty head of yours. There we go. That's it. That's better. There we go. Get every single drop. I don't want to walk around with dirty fingers. Don't want to have a dirty hand. You now have to clean up the mess you made like a proper slave. My little western beast. Look at you go. Oh, that's it. You beautiful thing. I'm going to have so much fun with you, and I'm going to use you until the very end. I can't wait to see you in the arena.